you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Here's breakfast with Matt and Caroline, the podcast.
So the little crab stepped 1 foot forward, another foot forward, and another foot forward, and went, God, I'm pissed.
Thanks.
Matt and Caroline, Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number 8.
Splendid.
Surprise, 8?
Yes.
Wow, we're like 8 years old.
Weeks.
And then there was a week where we missed one, so yeah. We're actually 9 weeks. Oh, yeah. It's confusing.
We'll be rolling over soon and trying to sit up.
Yeah, and then we'll be able to have sex.
That's really peculiar.
Yeah. This is episode number 8 of the Matt and Caroline podcast. You know what it's all about. Best bits from the show and stuff like that. Can I just quickly say hi to Kaz? Because she's emailed this week saying how much she was looking forward to this week's podcast.
Thank you, Kaz.
First person to actually say, I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Because most people just, you know, they don't bother. But Kaz, she actually said, can't wait for the next podcast.
That's very kind, Kaz. And I hope you're having a nice week.
This podcast is especially for you, Kaz. Yeah, that's right, you.
Yeah, we're dedicating it to you.
All for you. Hey, listen, I've got an idea for an opening, not competition, it's an opening game for me and you for this week's podcast. Before we get into the highlights from last week's show and stuff, it's a game, it's a fun game.
Mm.
In the studio here at Kiss Towers, right, in the Kiss 101 studio, we have the main, we're in studio number one right now, it's our main studio, and we have a lot of newspapers because...
Yes, because no one ever throws them out when they finish.
No, so there's hundreds of papers here.
We're literally knee deep at the moment.
But let's take the ones you've got in front of you there. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Now, if you can split them into two, there's enough for half each.
Okay, I'll do my best. Oh, actually, I think you may be sorely disappointed here because, apart from the Mirror, it's just the Guardian.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right,
I think they've been taken out.
Give me the Mirror.
Okay.
And you have,
there you go. You have the Mirror, I'll take the Guardian.
I have the Mirror. Right, and this is the competition, right? We have 10 seconds.
So I'm going to take G2, which is the sort of fun bit of the Guardian. It's the more interesting bit.
No, you want the Guardian. You want the main Guardian.
You want me to take the main Guardian.
You want more pages, right,
okay,
for this,
fair enough,
this competition.
Fair enough.
What's going to happen is we'll have 10 seconds and we just have to throw as much of the paper, but individual pieces.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's all right, yeah, then. So it doesn't matter what the content is then.
No,
really.
No. Don't matter what the content is.
Okay.
You've got to throw pages, individual pages. Can't throw the whole paper at each other for 10 seconds. You throw your Guardian at me, I throw the Mirror at you, and whoever has the least amount of paper at the end of the competition wins a prize.
Okay.
And that prize can be 50 pence.
Are we doing this page by page, or are we allowed to scrunch up more than one?
No, you can only throw, and you can't scrunch much, you've just got to throw whole bits of paper.
Whole pages. One page, or?
Well, as in double pages, because that's how they're laid out.
So
we throw them at each other, and whoever's got the most paper left at the end loses because they haven't thrown enough.
Right, fair enough.
So are you ready with the 10 seconds?
Okay,
we'll put 10 seconds on my make-believe imaginary clock. Okay, 10 seconds are on the make-believe imaginary clock now.
Okay.
And go! Come on!
So how about we throw each other's paper back in it? You know the other one? Does that count?
You're ripping up! Don't rip up!
I'm not ripping up! I'm not!
I think you're cheating.
How are we going to do? Because we've got each other's paper now.
That's just the most paper. Whoever's got the most loses.
I think I'm grabbing like extra papers that I didn't even start with now.
Stop! 10 seconds up.
Must be over.
Yeah. I think that was definitely.
I don't know, you threw it and then decided to stop.
That's just the rules, Caroline Cook. Okay, right. How much paper have you got? Let's just examine.
Okay, right.
I appear to have just two pieces.
Hang on.
Three.
That can't be right.
Well, I'm looking. I've got three pieces here.
I think I've dropped my own on the floor. Ugh.
You've got hundreds of pages. I'm clearly the winner. Look, you've got, look, cut, but come on here.
But that's a separate paper. Oh, that's your, you throw a whole chunk. That's a big chunk. That doesn't count. You can have that back.
Right. Well, whatever.
Anna, that's a big chunk as well.
I didn't deliberately throw it.
You said one at a time.
Yeah, I got a bit excitable. All right, you win. Let's just disqualify me. But I can't give you the 50p because I've got to go shopping after this. I need some parking money.
All right. You can have an empty latte cup. There you go.
No, you won because I was disqualified.
Yeah, but that's your consolation prize.
I've got some donuts here. Here you go.
I don't want any more donuts. We've both had poorly tummies from eating too many donuts.
It's probably because we've had about 10 each in the last 24 hours.
That'll do it.
Right, let's move on to today's Kiss Breakfast podcast then. It's stuff from the week. What's coming up?
Okay, we're going to have a little look at film and TV stuff, new exciting things that are happening in the world of television that we're really kind of, you know, rather intrigued and happy about, so we thought we'd share them with you. We'll do a little random text poll of the week because we just felt like it about X Factor. Matt talks about being a little concerned because he's been in the war balls. He had to have his stitches out the other day, which was very traumatic for him.
They're all out.
See, I told you it'd be fine. But Matt got a bit wibbly about that.
I survived and everything.
And we're going to have a bit of a close to magazine moment as well. We like to sort of pour over the celebs and check out the showbiz gossip as much as the next person. So we'll have a little bit of that as well.
Brilliant. I've cleared up my side.
Well done. I'll do mine now.
Clear up your side, and while you do that,
I'll do this, and we'll listen to this.
KISS 101. I've got a question. Not just for Amy, but for literally everyone in the world here.
Okay.
Because Caroline and I have just been discussing this. X Factor's back at the weekend, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it. Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
Creepy. Before you say anything, Caroline.
Hello.
Amy, creepy.
I know what Caroline thinks.
Creepy.
Of
creepy or top bloke? What do you think?
I like him. I think he's quite sweet.
You're all right? You don't think he's a bit creepy?
I can see how people would think he's creepy, yeah. Mm. But no, I like him. I think, like, I'd just like to give him a big hug.
All right, see, I like Louis Walsh. I think he's great, but you find him a little bit creepy, don't you, Karen?
I find him a lot creepy.
A lot.
I know you guys love him. I'm really sorry. And feel free to text in if you love Louis Walsh. 64100, start your message, MC space. But he creeps the hell out of me.
See, I think Simon Cowell would creep me out a bit more.
I can cope with some of this. Simon's sort of more sort of tongue-in-cheek. Louis really disturbs me, and I don't know why. He's the kind of person that if he popped up in my dream, I'd wake up sweating.
Right, okay. Then not for good reasons.
No, not for good reasons,
Let's just clear it up, right? Quick text poll. You got 5 minutes. Text us now.
Creepy or cool?
Yeah, creepy or cool. Louis Walsh, MC, and then your message, 64100. We'll get the results on in a minute, and whatever the results are, we just got to live by them.
KISS 101.
The results are in.
Oh!
You need some, like, some sort of tension music. Have I got any tension music? Hang on.
Or a drum roll. Or the sound of me dropping my bangles on the floor.
Doesn't work.
That's particularly professional.
Pick your bangles up now.
I don't know why I'm wearing them. I know I'm not supposed to.
You know why you've dropped your bangles on the floor?
Why?
Because it's another Manic Monday. Right, I've got some. There you go. The results of our brief text poll are in. Louis Walsh on the X Factor.
This music is how he makes me feel.
Caroline thinks he's creepy. I think he's cool. I can tell you now. 73% of people texting say he's creepy.
Yes!
Rubbish.
Get in!
Damn it.
I never win these polls. How exciting.
You won a poll. So
whoop-de-doo.
We can now say Louis Walsh is officially creepy. I think he's great.
Hurrah and huzzah and thank you, you wonderful, wonderful people, you.
Yeah, well, the people up at this time in the morning, they're just, you know, anti-Louis Walsh.
They're the coolest. They're the best.
Right, whatever.
People who like him have lions.
That's right, Amy.
The ones who are up at a cross like me.
They're angry. Damn you, Walsh.
KISS 101.
This is the Matt and Caroline KISS Breakfast Podcast, episode number 8. Hello to you if you're a new listener to the podcast, because chances are, if you're new, you'll download the newest one first, and if you like it, you'll go and listen to the old ones then.
Yeah, so this might be a few weeks later.
It depends when you... Maybe you're listening to this brand new and this is new to you now.
Yeah.
But or if you're new in about 2 months' time, you may be downloading this in 3 or 4 months' time. Oh, I'm confused myself.
Or this could be like, you know, decades on, even centuries on, and somehow this has got out into the ether and into the airwaves of space and an alien picking it up and learning all about our planet just from this podcast.
There are robots in the year 20,099 that the human race is gone.
Yeah, the robots have killed them.
Robots are ruling the planet. They're listening saying, look at these crazy humans back in the day. They were rubbish.
Good job we exterminated them.
It is the Matt and Caroline podcast. You just heard, speaking of robots, about Louis Walsh, who I'm sticking by my guns. I think he's a legend and not a scary uncle.
And I'm sticking by mine, but I've said quite enough on the subject, so I'll leave it there.
Let's move on to the next part of today's KISS Breakfast podcast. Actually, it's some movie stuff, isn't there?
Bit of movie stuff, bit of TV stuff. It's all good.
Yeah, in just a second you'll hear something from this week, but I just want to point you towards our show on Friday mornings now. We give you the chance to win tickets to movies.
Yes.
So if you listen on a Friday morning, maybe you've downloaded this on a Thursday tomorrow morning. If you've downloaded this on a Tuesday, listen this Friday. I'm getting confusing it again now, aren't I?
And we'll already have done stuff the previous Friday, which is weird. I feel like we're in the future and the past all at once.
It's like I'm Michael J. Fox. You're Biff.
His mum? I don't know.
Actually, his mum was hot. Didn't he want to have, you know,
He nearly had hanky panky with his mum.
With his mum. That would have been.
Yeah. See, that's why I said the mum, because you see, like, that. If you and I had hanky panky, it would be a bit strange because we know each other that bit too well now, you know.
So it was a good.
Yeah.
It was
so quite a good analogy.
Right, I'm Michael J. Fox. You're his mum.
There you go.
Hey, how you doing? If you want to listen on a Friday morning, you could win tickets to go and see movies at the Odeon. It's worth doing. Only with Kiss Breakfast. Well, I'm sure there are other places you can win movie tickets. In fact, Heat, I know, give away movie tickets and stuff.
Yes, lots of, yeah.
But so do we.
Yeah, so
we do now as well, so yeah. Listen. Right, let's have a listen back to something. Let's now go back in the time.
Yes.
Because we've just gone forward and stuff. Let's now go back in time.
You listen to this and I'm going to make him clean up his room.
Nice. Which, I'll have you know, is definitely tidy.
I know your room is tidy because I've seen it.
It is very tidy.
I've seen your bedroom in a very innocent way.
Thank you
with
for
the
cleaning
cat
that up.
And everything.
Yeah. Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Look who's joined us in the studio. It's only Steve from our news department.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
All right, how's the news today?
Newsy.
Newsy, that's always good to hear. Listen, you're gonna hit us with some entertainment stories now.
Yeah, well, I've heard there's a new Anchorman sequel coming, which is very exciting because we all love Anchorman.
I love Anchorman.
Anchorman is a brilliant film.
Amazing.
If you've never seen it, get it out. It's probably dirt cheap now. You can probably buy it for a couple of quid.
It's got people like Will Ferrell in it and Steve Carell. He's in Get Smart right now.
And Phoebe's husband from Friends. What's his name?
Yes.
Mike. What's his name?
I don't know.
God, I can never remember his name.
He's funny, though.
He's in loads of those films as well because he was in Knocked Up as well.
He is brilliant.
He's very good.
Anyway, what's your story there, Stephen?
Well, it is going to be a lot the same cast, apparently. We've got the director speaking about it.
What, here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's listen.
Well, Will and I are talking about doing Anchorman 2, a sequel to our first movie, Anchorman. And so hopefully that'll be happening in the next couple of years. We have to write it first.
Oh, so they're quite a long way off.
Yeah.
If they haven't written it yet.
I do question whether it's a good idea. Because you know when something's really, really, really good, sometimes you want to say, just leave it as it is. You've done such a good job. You know, sequels can sometimes absolutely ruin things.
That is the
not
problem.
Always, but sometimes.
Yeah, because everyone will remember Anchorman as being a classic, but as soon as you bring out a sequel that's a bit duff, then everyone remembers the sequel being duff and doesn't remember how good the original was, so they could balls it right up.
I expect there'll be loads of lines that are designed just for people to quote again afterwards.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, I thought Christina Applegate was really good in that as well. It'd be interesting to see if they get her again.
She was in it. It was Paul Rudd. I've just done
Paul Rudd! Thank you! Oh, it's driven me crazy. Thank you very much.
Paul Rudd, who played Mike, Phoebe's husband in Friends. He was in Anchorman as well. It's worth checking out. Go and hire it and stuff.
I'm quite a fan of that whole sort of genre film because all the ones with Will Ferrell and Steve Carell and things like that. Like Will Ferrell in Old School is very funny as well. If you've not seen that,
Old School's brilliant.
And Elf. I don't really like Christmas movies, but Elf was just brilliant.
Elf was
really
quality.
Good.
And the new movie that we're doing a competition with last week, You Don't Mess With The Zohan.
Oh, Don't Mess With The Zohan.
Don't Mess With The Zohan.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the same people who did Anchorman?
Now, I don't know if Judd Apatow wrote that. Judd Apatow wrote Knocked Up and Superbad, and he's one of the scriptwriters for You Don't Mess With The Zohan, as is Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
The director's name I forget because it's not one I recognise, but yeah, if you've seen Knocked Up and Superbad and you like that, you'll probably like Don't Mess With The Zohan.
A lot of good films around at the moment. And I got some hot TV news coming up for you in the next 5 minutes of something that's coming back to Sky One next month, which I'm hugely excited about, and I will give you the goss and even let you know where you can watch the trailer for it.
I also just discovered as well that Matt has never seen The Descent, which is one of the best horror movies ever. So if you haven't seen that, check out Film 4 tonight. I think it's about 11:15. Amazing film.
The Descent.
Watch it. Really good.
I love my horror films.
Very scary.
Is it sensible to watch it just before going to bed?
Probably not. No.
Okay, tonight, Film 4, The Descent. I'm on. Now, new season on TV in the States always means big new shows. You know, in this country, we seem to be just too big on the reality shows and the soaps.
Yeah.
We don't get big new dramas
that
often.
That's not massively my thing. I'll dip in and out of reality TV, but I like the good series like Heroes and Lost and Dexter. They're all just House. Brilliant.
I'm well into I love the reality and the soaps and stuff. Well, I just like everything that's on telly because I'm a loser. But in America, they have every fall, autumn, they bring out their new season of stuff. Last year was all a bit messed up because the writer's strike, everything kind of stopped halfway through. What's happened to Ugly Betty? Isn't that supposed to carry on at some point?
I have no idea. I'm really confused as to what's going on.
Vanished. But there's some new stuff starting. Heroes is back in a few weeks.
Oh my God, is it?
Yeah, third series.
Oh, yes.
BBC Two have got
Exciting.
That. Third series is entitled called Villains. One of the heroes goes bad.
Woohoo.
We don't know who, though.
I love Heroes.
Heroes is brilliant. Look, the second series got a bit slated, but I don't know why.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great.
It was like the critics were like, ooh, it's just not as good.
Watch it. That's why critics don't watch stuff sometimes and then just write about it anyway. So.
Well, old Kring, who's behind it, he said the reason it might have got, you know, bashed by the critics is because it literally, they went from season one to season two without a break and stuff, and it was all a bit too fast in the filming.
Also, this just was more of a build-up, and just people have the attention span of a fruit fly, basically, and can't concentrate on anything.
A couple of new shows to look out for on Sky One. One we were talking about the other day is called Fringe. It stars Joshua Jackson. It's from J.J. Abrams, who's behind Lost.
He's, and Cloverfield.
Yes. J.J. Abrams has obviously got bored of Lost, like we have, and he's decided to do something new now.
Oh, no, I still love Lost. Lost and I are like, kind of, it's like a partner that's bad to me. I still love it and will stay with it, even though it doesn't treat me very well.
Makes you shout every episode at the end. You're like, will you stop it? I don't want questions, I want answers. Anyway, new series Lost is until next year, so until you wait for that, Fringe is starting in the next couple of months on Sky.
So excited about that.
Yeah, you can see the full length trailer on our website. It's Joshua Jackson. It's kind of a cross between, it's got a bit of Lost in it, it's got a bit of 24 in it, and it's got a bit of X-Files in it. Mix them all together and you come up with Fringe. It does look good. And it features a plane in the first episode with lots of dead people on.
Which was exciting.
J.J. Abrams thought, well, we've still got a plane from Lost, let's use it again. Why
another
not?
Another show. Now, I don't know much about this. I don't claim to be very well up in it. But whenever I watch Dexter on FX, I see a guy who's wandering around in his pants in the middle of the road. And it's something to do with a guy who's just been diagnosed with some kind of terminal illness. And he goes on a bit of a bender. And that looks quite exciting as well. So I forget the name of it. But anyone who's seen that ad will kind of know what I mean. So I'm intrigued by that too.
That's on FX, is it?
Yeah.
Interesting. And Prison Break is back next month on Sky One. Exciting.
Oh, I need to catch the box sets for this. Everyone says it's amazing.
Series 4.
It's like 24. I'm so behind.
If you're a fan of Prison Break, Series 4 will feature the return of Sarah, which is very exciting. It also features old Schofield, Michael Schofield, Wentworth Miller. He's going to have his tattoos lazily removed. Is that a word? Ooh. Lazily? He's going to have them removed simply because they want more women watching it and they want him to take his top off more often and they're fed up of drawing the tattoos on for every episode. Also, it's going to be on one day after the States on Sky One. We're going to be one day behind. How cool is that? You have to wait for like weeks and weeks.
Right, Fox set ahoy, I think.
Yeah, Prison Break. New series starts next month. Some good stuff coming up. You can see the full-length trailer to that as well, all on our webpage, which is
totalkiss.com/101.
This is the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast Podcast. Thought I'd call for a a moment.
You did? Yeah. Oh, why not?
Do you want to have a go? Hang on.
Go on then.
Let's try again. You do the this time, right? Yours was better than mine.
Oh, that feels quite good. It feels like I'm releasing some badness from somewhere and refreshing myself.
Let's do a few together.
Okay.
Ready? Right, we'll do a few.
Sounding a bit like Right Said Fred now.
They are
disturbing.
They are too sexy for their cat. This is Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number 8. So, what is next on this highlight package thing?
Okay, next up, it's a problem we have many times. Not so much of a problem, but just something that needs to be done. Reassuring Matt to do with medical issues. He's had, you know, had some bad experiences recently. He's had the little operation. Uh-huh. He's had his nubbins off.
Yep.
And the last stage this week was having the stitches out. And, oh, he was scared. He was very scared.
Don't remind me.
So, naturally, I did my best to reassure him in my own inimitable style.
Quite scared today. I'm getting my stitches out in my neck. You know, I've got these stitches
Oh,
here.
Yes. So you'd be able to move your neck freely again.
I've got, I had these lesion things taken out. It was a couple of weeks ago now, nearly. And I've got stitches in the back of my neck.
We're still not absolutely sure what a lesion is, but we think it's like a nubbin.
I called it a nubbin. There were three of them, and they were just little bumpy things. Anyway, they've come out, and I'm more nervous about getting the stitches out than actually having them removed and put in the first place. Because the thing is, the first time around when I went in, I had a general local, what's it called?
Local anaesthetic.
Local anaesthetic.
General knocks you out completely.
No, it was the local anaesthetic where I just couldn't feel anything. So I wasn't nervous or anything, it was fine. But now I've been told that when they take stitches out, they don't give you any of that, they just take them out. Is that right?
It probably hurts less, that's probably why.
But it surely, I mean, I can't imagine them pulling these stitch things out and
my
it not
boyfriend
hurting.
Had stitches out of his finger just the other week and said it was fine.
I'm really scared.
Because he sliced his finger open with a Stanley knife and had the stitches.
That's
not deliberately, obviously. He's not prone to weirdness like that.
It didn't hurt.
And he said, but he is quite tough, though.
Oh, thanks.
So
basically what you're saying is I'm
he's
the worst.
He's quite good at, he's had a lot of operations, so he's quite good at sort of, he's got a high pain threshold.
Yeah, see, I've never had any stitches in my life.
You're a little wussy pants.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you'll be a big brave soldier. And they'll give you a lollipop and it'll all be good.
Just made me feel 100 times more panicky than I was before.
Oh, bless you. It'll be fine.
Kiss 101. This is Matt and Caroline and it's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number 8. Hello.
Hello.
There was a big gap between the last two parts because my dad phoned while we were just talking. While you, dear listener person, to your generic MP3 player, were enjoying that last highlight package thing.
Matt very unprofessionally took a phone call in the studio, but it was his dad, so I forgave him.
Do you know the funny thing is, because you're not really supposed to have mobiles in the studio, and it was on, it wasn't even on silent, but the thing is, I haven't even put it on silent now, so someone could ring me now and it would ring.
Actually, I confess, I sometimes have my mobile in the studio, on silent usually, because I always forget to take meat out of the freezer the night before, and I have to phone my boyfriend and go, can you take the meat out of the freezer, otherwise we don't have any dinner. So.
Quite often, she's on the phone at like 6:30 in the morning, phoning. I'm like, who are you phoning?
Thinking like, you know, it might be someone really cool, you know, I've got a show with a friend or something, going, can you come in and have a little chat on the show? And no, I'm just phoning to say, can you take the roast chicken out of the freezer, please?
So it makes me think, ooh, something's going on, something sinister. It's a little tip for
that's
you,
that's my showbiz life for if you, if you so
yeah, but you make people think that something's happening.
Oh,
that's
of course,
that's the main thing.
Yeah.
It's a little tip for you. I've done this before. If you've got a job where you go to work and you don't have to wear, you know, smart uniform clothes, like what we do, we go into work, you know, we're just rags.
Well, we
stuff.
Just sit here basically. We have clothes on our top, but no pants.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're half naked, scruffy clothes on the top. What you do is, once in a blue moon, if you've got a job where you don't, you know, wear strict regimented uniforms or something, once in a blue moon, go into work with, like, a full-on suit, and everyone will be like, ooh, what's going on there?
Oh, no, don't do that, because the last time you did that, and I went, someone died, and you went, yeah, I'm going to a funeral. And I felt terrible.
Yeah, normally, that was unusual, but normally I do that just to make people think, oh, he's got, like, an interview or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you actually are going to a funeral, then it can backfire slightly, like the way Caroline just said.
Yes.
It's fun, though. It's fun if you pretend you're going to some big interview. And also then, if you're due a pay rise, your boss might see
you.
Yeah,
it makes them nervous because they think you're going to a rival station. Yeah.
And it could be, you know, say you work, whatever company you work for, maybe it's a building site, you know, come in one day in a suit, get on your JCB in a full-on suit, and then the boss will come over and they'll be like, oh, I'm going to offer you some more money because I like your work.
But it doesn't work with, like, full-scale evening dress because they just think you're mental, so...
Well, especially if you're on a JCB and you're a man.
Yeah, although that would be hilarious. Oh, we speak a lot to people who are in JCBs and giant shovel-type machines, and I would just love them to just go out and purchase a cerise chiffon ball gown and full-length evening gloves when they're called Jeff and they're like 16 stone. Please, one of you do that and get us a photo, that'd be great.
If you do drive some big monster truck or JCB or something, take a picture of yourself and a dress on it and we'll reward you with a prize.
We will.
And we will.
Just
we
would love that so much.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Right, what's next on the old Kiss Breakfast Podcast?
Okay, well, we like to have a little coffee breaks with the best of them. In fact, pretty much our entire job is one long coffee break, to be honest. So, and during that, we like to peruse the celebrity pages as much as you do. And this is just us having one of those moments.
Kiss 101.
I've just read something in the papers. This is slightly worrying.
What?
You know, it was Madge's 50th birthday. We're talking about Benodda.
Yes.
50th birthday at the weekend.
Uh-huh.
She had that big party in London, didn't she?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rumours she was going to spend her birthday in Wiltshire at her house in Tollard Royal, and she didn't. She apparently had this big party, guys set up for her in London, blah, blah. But she did actually sprain her ankle over the weekend.
Yes.
And she's been in the spotted section in today's Daily Star, you know, where they spotted celebrities out and about. In London, Madonna's been spotted limping towards her gym in a bandage. She needs to get that sorted.
She's still going to the gym, so she got a sprained ankle.
A bit stupid, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've
rest,
got,
woman, rest.
If you sprained your ankle, right?
Foot up, lots of cushions, you know.
Don't go getting on the treadmill. That's probably the worst thing you can do.
No.
Hopefully.
Stop about and watch This Morning.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Although Phil and Fern aren't on at the moment because it's a school holidays.
Of course. I think that's a bit rubbish.
It's Big Eamon and his wife.
Oh, no.
They're all right.
He's okay, but I can't. I don't know. It's not the same.
It's not Phil and Fern,
is it?
It's not the
same.
You have to wait until the schools go back.
I love Fern. She's great.
But she is a legend, and I'm fed up with the press having to go at her.
Of course, she's on holidays. She's had all the pictures of her.
That's right.
The poor woman can't win as well because, like, they're never happy.
Yeah, she's either too thin, too fat. She's getting illegal surgery. Which isn't illegal at all.
No.
I don't get it. She just wants to look like she did in the Rivita ads. Do you remember when they superimposed a very skinny body onto her? She now wants to look like that. Fair play to her if she does.
I love her. And actually, when you ask a lot of blokes, she's quite a secret crush. Lots of men fancy Fern Britton.
I fancied her since her Coast to Coast days on TVS back in the 80s,
I think it was. It's because she's jolly and she likes a laugh and a drink of, you know, and a glass of wine and, you know, she lets her hair down. And,
legendary.
Yeah.
Here at Kiss Breakfast, we support you, Fern. It's the Support Fern
campaign. Come over all close to magazine. Yeah.
This is the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast podcast. Almost at the end now. Oh.
We have enjoyed having you.
Although not in that way. Although
I have, in my mind I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I often look at Facebook and think, hello.
Yeah, we do. We enjoy the love from you when you join us on Facebook. It's good. Yeah.
And then I start stalking you on Facebook and you get scared and call the police.
Yes. Mm. So we won't do that anymore.
I've been told not to, but it's fun. You know,
it's just too goddamn tempting, isn't it?
I can't help the stalking. I mean, I've got a long Mac. I've got binoculars. I like to hide out in bushes.
You see a lovely young man with a nice full beard and a huge paunch, and you just can't help yourself.
No, now we're going down that route, so we'll move on. It's like, actually, do you remember last week on the Kiss Breakfast podcast? I did an exclusive Kiss Breakfast podcast competition.
Yes.
With my
which was highly successful.
Yeah, but I had these computer games, these two Xbox console games. Not Xbox 360, I add. Xbox, the original one that no one has anymore.
No one has anymore, yeah.
No, the original Xbox. I had these two games. I won them in one of those grabbing machines in Aberystwyth last summer because it, for some reason, decided to actually give me a prize. Which
is genius in itself.
Yeah, ridiculous. But it just gave me these two Xbox games. They were new. They were sealed, but I don't have an Xbox. I don't know anyone that has. They've been sat in my office for years.
Actually, I have something I can give away too. Just the other week, this is really random. It was my boyfriend's birthday, and we were all going out for drinks, but during the day you had to have a special birthday treat as well. So we went out for lunch, and we decided to go to a fair, and my friend Brian won him a little baby lion on the shooting gallery and gave it to Giuseppe as his birthday, because he is in fact a Leo, so it's quite appropriate.
Right.
However, Giuseppe wasn't that impressed, being a great big 15 stone guy who's built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd give it to the cat, but the cat's just frightened of it. He doesn't like it. Yeah. So it's a really cute little lion. But so if you want that as well, I'm willing to offer that up too.
Okay, yeah. No one actually applied for my games, so they're still available.
So we have, in summary, two Xbox games and a cuddly lion now.
Right, first person to email us saying they want them gets them, basically. Yeah. And as no one emailed for the Xbox games last week...
I should point out as well, this lion is wholly unsuitable for young children because the bits will probably come off it, and also because my cat's been batting it around. So you probably don't want to give it to anything that needs to be hygienic for. So.
And the Xbox games are wholly unsuitable for anyone that has a PlayStation, for example.
Or an Xbox 360, in fact, yes.
I can't remember what they are. Project Gotham Racing 2, I think one of them is, right. And the other one, I don't know, something.
So if you want these things, you're more than welcome. You can email us at the website turtlekiss.com/101. But if we can't do that, actually, becoming all the rage now, a swap website. You can go on websites instead of like selling them like eBay. You can swap them.
Swap.
So you can go, I've got some Conkers, do you want to swap them for some marbles? Or I've got a Topshop dress, do you want to swap it for a Primark bangle or something? You know?
Really? So I remember, I don't really remember because it's a bit before my time, there was a show called Swap Shop that people always talk about. You know, it was
I think this is where they've got the idea from, because I've seen this site that it does seem to be very much aimed more at the teenage end of the market.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very adult. This particular one is called Swap It Shop. So you can see kind of where they've got the idea from. But they go up from that as well, because you can go... There's lots of clothing sites, especially. One that's sort of a bit more general called BigWardrobe.com, I saw. Very good. And then one that goes up to... This seems to be more designer stuff. There's a lot of 400 quid bags and things like that, which I don't think I happen to have in my wardrobe to swap.
Yeah.
So you need to have something of quite a high calibre to offer. And that's called What'sMineIsYours.com, which is a very good name. I like that.
Let's just get this right, because this might be good. I often fill up... You know those sacks that come through... from different charities,
yes.
You get them delivered and then you fill them up with clothes and put them out the door. I often do that because there's often PDSA, which I support, and you get Red Cross ones as well.
Sure.
I often think to myself, when I'm putting in branded clothes, because my missus, she wears stuff from Primark, so she fills up the bag with, you know, cheap clothes. But a lot of the stuff I've bought is quite expensive, you know. And I've got, I think it's Firetrap top.
Very pricey.
My phone!
Your phone's going off again!
My phone!
Is it your dad?
No, it's not. It's someone else.
Who is it?
I'm not going to answer.
Who is it?
Should I answer it?
Who is it? Yeah.
Hello? Hang on. Say that again. Say it again.
Hello?
Say it again.
I've lost a disc.
Oh, no, say the word you said in the middle.
Oh, f***ing.
You're on the podcast. See ya. That was brilliant, that was.
Who was that?
That was our engineer, Gary.
Who's he's just become a daddy.
Yeah, he's on
which is why he's here.
He's on maternity leave, but I was looking for a disc, and then he said he'd try and find it for me. Apparently, he's lost the f***ing disc.
Lovely.
Which is nice. Where were we? Oh, I've got a top, yeah.
Yes.
Fire trap. It would cost me like 100 quid or something.
Mm.
And, you know, putting that out for the Red Cross and stuff is all very well, but I could put it on this site here and recycle it.
Yeah, you could do if you wanted to.
Because it's perfectly good condition.
There are some sites where you can make money if you want to. You can decide. You either make money or you just swap something or a bit of both. So you could go, I'll give you a fiver and this pair of boots or something, you know. Okay. So it's quite an exciting idea. And there's other sites I know that people have told me about that you can do it with sofas and tables and things like that. Like, if you've got something that you think, well, it's not really going to earn me a lot of money and it's not really worth the hassle to sell it on eBay, but I kind of want to get rid of it and somebody might want it. It's that kind of idea, quite like.
That is
quite cool.
So you can still go down the road filling up those bags with clothes, putting them out for charity and stuff, but now you can go online, and if there's any clothes you've got, you know, they're nice clothes, but you think, oh, I don't need them anymore, you can basically put them online and you can swap them for something similar value.
And same with the charity thing. I mean, obviously it's always really good to give your stuff to charity, but also Oxfam are doing a new thing where they're going to do their own couture line of recycled clothes, like clothes are just made out of other ones, which is, I mean, this again, it's already been done but not that successfully. I think there's a lot of sites that do it, but I'm not so sure about it, so it'd be interesting to see what they come up with, because I'm really into this whole idea of recycling clothes, and also just getting your mates together, having a bit of a party and going, right, I don't want any of this stuff, I'll bring mine, you bring yours, you get a load of wine and you swap some of your clothes. It's wicked.
It's because it's the latest thing, the environment thing, is the fact
we're all saving dosh as well, and everyone's like skint.
There are a lot of stories at the moment about people, because they go out and they spend a couple of quid on clothes now, what happens is they end up throwing them away after the season.
And landfills get bigger and bigger. Yeah.
So now you can just swap and keep them in circulation.
And do it with anything. Films, books, computer games like we're doing.
I like that.
Isn't it? I love this idea. So
what's the website?
There's loads. I found swapitshop.com, whatsmineisyours.com and bigwardrobe.com to name but a few.
There you go. Some little website tippity tips from Caroline Cook there. Thank you for your fashion updates on the podcast thing.
Thanks very much.
And if you would like that teddy bear and the Xbox game, send us an email. First person to send us an email. Bearing in mind, no one did last week, so even if you're listening to this weeks down the road, there's still a chance we've got them.
If this is successful, though, eventually, we could clear out our whole attic at some point.
Because there's so much crap.
Great.
So much crap. We need to clear out.
Totally.
Every week we'll have some rubbish to give away. Just send us an email. First person to do it wins. Say wins.
Get some crap.
A dirty teddy bear that Caroline's got no use for, and a couple of old Xbox games that won't work on any computers that anyone actually has these days. But there you go. Right, that's it for the Kiss Breakfast podcast for this week. Episode 8 done and dusted.
Thank you very much for joining us, for listening. If you haven't already checked us out, we are on every day, Kiss 101, 6 till 9 in the mornings.
Well, not every day. It's on the Saturday and Sunday.
Monday to Friday.
Weekdays. We don't work weekends.
Unless you need extra money and you cover people.
Actually,
occasionally.
You can occasionally find me like loitering on a weekend if I need some cash.
You can also find him propping up the bar at Oceana in Cardiff on occasion as well.
If you're listening to this before the bank holiday Sunday, I'll be there on Sunday night.
And if you're listening after, he'll be in a gutter somewhere.
Probably for several weeks. 101 FM, 97.2 in Bristol, on DAB Digital Radio and online at totalkiss.com/101. Thank you for downloading this. We'll return with another one next week, more than likely. Finally, not much swearing in this week of the podcast. So right
now, ends on a nice thing.
Can we not end on swearing? Can I just have 5 seconds of constant swearing?
All right, then.
5 seconds of constant swearing, then you can do something nice.
Okay.
I just want to get some swearing off
my
chest.
Go on, then.
You join in as well, yeah?
All right, then.
5 seconds on the clock, starting now. Face. Monkey.
Quit.
That'll do.
Okay.
And you want to end on something nice?
Love you.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.